I won't do it. I won't think in terms of how much time is left. I will focus on the now. The time is 6:07 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else's.
Yeah. What did we just hear?
Oh, hand me the thing. Oh, we heard Broadcast, the band Broadcast, with America's Boy off of the album Tinder Buttons.
Aww. Oh, how cute.
Tinder Buttons.
And starting us off from a compilation called the Phil Spector Collection, that was, those were the Crystals with Dadu Ron Ron. Because I needed that.
That's appropriate. They were playing that today. You know, want to know why?
Why?
Because Phil Spector's a monster.
I don't understand. Go ahead.
He killed someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like for Halloween. Okay, that's cute.
No,
that's a pretty cute costume.
He's a real-life murderer.
Oh, my goodness.
Phil Spector would be a cute costume for a kid. But then again, anything would.
Yes.
Oh, my good God. How are you, David?
In short version... good. Long version, please leave me alone. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted as well. Oh, Lord. This show might get too real.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the energy to put up the usual safeguards.
Exactly. We're raw nerves right now.
Yeah. Like, I have, like, sort of the mental wherewithal to create a protective seal around my true feelings and thoughts and just give you pure entertainment.
Yeah.
Not just raw, unfiltered soul. But right now, you may get that. You may get that today. I'm scared.
I don't know if people realize it. We'll peel back the curtain a little bit. These are personas, okay? Like right now, Mac, may I speak with Mac?
You don't want to do that.
Come on.
You don't want to do that.
May we speak with Mac?
I'm here.
All right. What are you ready to do today on the Mascot Wedding Show?
Just get it over with. I hate everybody.
All right.
It's too real. Too real.
Yeah, the thing is, you're never going to know, folks. You're never going to know, all right? Because we're rock DJs. We always have been. Actually, we're better. We're rock talk DJs.
Rock talk.
Yeah. And we're working on...
rock talk my cock.
We're a...
microphone hawk is
that's
what
right,
I wanted
yes.
that to say. Oh.
Yeah, but we're building the brand. We're making ourselves worthy of Austin's Mount Crushmore.
That's right, Mount Crushmore. Put us up there.
Yeah. So we're zipping and zooming at all hours right now.
Speaking of, you know what, Mount Crushmore, a lot of people disagreed with our Mount Crushmore or our criteria. But you know what? Maybe the show's not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of the show not being for you, if you just clicked over from the Prairie Home Companion, like if you like the Prairie Home Companion and you also like this show, maybe you don't like this show.
You will find us frightening.
Because I was listening to Rush.
Of course.
On Around the Town Sounds on the way over here. But I was like, you know what? Let me check in what the enemy's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Clicked over to KUT and heard some awful Halloween show on the Prairie Home Companion. This woman's like, oh, I'm dating a vampire, but I'm a morning person. He's a night person. And then that crowd, I guess, which is unfamiliar with humor, I was like, boo, boo.
Yeah, falling about the place.
I was like, is the crowd a performance piece too? Like, they're paid actors as well? Is that part of the show?
Yeah, exactly. They're really building out this illusion that people are enjoying this. And the worst part was we are tired, so we almost drove off the road.
Yes.
Because, again, not for us, just like this show, probably not for you.
Unlike that thing on 183, man.
Holy Lord.
I haven't seen any pictures of that, but I heard that's crazy. There was a giant car accident today.
Yeah, it was like this fireball of terror happened up at 183 today. I didn't know that until later. That's here's how I know that I've been out of sorts lately. Is when I finally log into like Facebook and I have so many status updates to catch up on and it's overwhelming. And then when I go to like my DVR and that's overwhelming, that's how I measure how busy I've been. And that's sort of like, those are first world problems where it's like, oh man, I've been running around all week. You should see my DVR.
I like it when I get so busy. Busy? I get so busy that people like, they remind me of something, but I like they're like, oh, you're going to go vote this Tuesday? I'm like, vote? what's the election? Like, I'm that out of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my lord, governor.
Which Pepsi do I like now?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean people are involved? No, thanks. I mean, please, go.
Go to the movie theater and be like, oh, I have one for How to Train Your Dragon. What? DVD already.
Yeah.
Blu-ray? Oh, my gosh, what's that?
I gotta go talk to this guy, Ray. No thanks.
Hey, guess what tomorrow is, David?
What's tomorrow?
Halloween. And because today's Saturday, you know what that makes today? What? Pretty much Halloween.
De facto Halloween.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any kids out. Now, is it Halloween for kids today?
Oh, I'm gonna say no.
There's no trick or treaters tonight.
No.
Tonight's just the drunk night.
Yes, exactly.
Go get drunk.
Tonight's hoodlum night.
You ever been downtown for Halloween, David?
I have been, not in years, but when I was younger and more stoic, as you would say.
It's awful.
Okay.
You like it?
I liked it at the time, but I don't like much anymore. So that's an unfair question to ask me.
Because I went 1 year dressed up.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh man, it's going to be awesome. And I went downtown and there's the people not dressed up far outnumber the dressed up ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of, they just kind of stand there and you walk around and just, it's sort of like you're part of a parade.
Uh-huh.
And you just get, you know, like a piece of meat. Just parade it around where people just sit there and, like, you know, stare at you and judge your costume. I didn't like it. I didn't like that feeling.
And on top of everything, I don't want to get gross, but I will here for a second. Going downtown for Halloween is a test of wills because America is basically daring you not to stare at their cleavage. Because everybody is sexy or naughty. And full disclosure, I like ladies.
Oh.
So it's very difficult for me.
If you have any more Halloween-specific questions, you're going to have to call in and ask us.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk to somebody on the phone today. Because if Dave and I have to talk to each other by the end of the show, one of us is going to be dead.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of us is going to wear the other as a costume.
That's right. And if you look in both of our eyes, both think it's not going to be us, but it's going to be David.
You know, yeah, right. Like you can
going to wear you like a costume.
That's a thing that should not be said again.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Unless it gets said tonight in the perfect context, that should never be said.
Why? Well, hold on. Why would that context be perfect?
Good.
Oh, okay. I meant between us.
Yeah. Oh, no, not
yeah, that's
us.
What I thought you were meaning. Like,
I'm saying...
Like, lest you say that to me tonight, Mac, in the perfect context. It comes out.
What I'm saying is if someone says
oh,
that...
Oh, I know.
If someone says
I'm
that tonight,
on board
send me
you.
A dollar.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
I won't send you a dollar.
Well, not you, because you're never going to get to say it.
Plus, I don't have a dollar.
What are your Halloween plans tonight?
I told you, I'm not going to tell you. You gotta.
Oh, okay.
I'm only going to answer that if someone calls in.
Okay.
And asks me over the phone.
Let me juice the phones a little bit. Also,
going to juice the phones.
I'm kind of on the fence. Like right now, I'm exhausted. I could really go to sleep right now and sleep till Wednesday. But Halloween only comes around once a year.
Here's the other thing too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there tonight that are probably throwing Halloween parties.
Sure.
And let's be honest, those parties are going to suck.
Okay.
They're going to be sucky. But you know what? Mexico. Sorry.
That was going
on.
You
know what makes an awful party great, David? Us.
Yes.
Oh, harassing every guest.
So we're putting out the...
Zinging someone.
The mascot wedding party calendar.
Yeah.
Is on the table right now.
If you're throwing a Halloween party tonight, or you're thinking about going to a Halloween party, you should call us up. We'll give you some tips.
Yes, exactly.
Give you some party tips. Here we go.
Here we go.
This is... I'm already dreading.
This is gold.
Oh, I just hit the drop button.
Okay.
Golly.
So...
Call back.
Jackassery aside.
Call back in. I'm really sorry. You know what? Look, the on-the-air button is still close to the drop button.
Uh-huh, and they're the same color, too.
No, that one's black, that one's red.
Oh, so they're
completely distinct. That's just the off button. Person who just called, please call back in.
Yeah, that was not for effect.
Yeah, let's blow up these phone lines, literally.
What?
I don't know, I got nothing.
But yeah, like, sort of on the fence on what to do tonight, and especially, like, having a costume. Give me costume ideas.
You want costume? No, I don't know.
Well, no.
What?
I don't know. I feel like there's some backstory there, but I won't give you the backstory unless you call in 472-5667.
Jeez, this person we hung up on. I said I was sorry. You can call back in.
Nah, they will.
Terrible.
But,
terrible.
But, yeah, I mean, in the meantime, like, I love dressing up, but,
Did you always go out when you were a kid?
No, I never did.
What?
No, I wasn't allowed to. I mean, I was, here's the thing. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I don't mean to paint you unfairly, but I was only allowed to go out if I went out with a friend. The only problem was I didn't have any friends growing up, so I never went out. There was one time I got in trouble because I made up a friend and went out by myself, and my parents caught me, and so I got in trouble for that.
Why couldn't your parents take you around?
Don't make me laugh, Mac. Because they work hard. That was what they told me. And so they never let me. Oh, and also every parent was out, or every neighbor was out to kill me.
Why?
Because of their razor blades and needles and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you meant like legitimately, like you're like the neighborhood scamp.
No. So what I learned from my parents is the world is out to get me and candy is bad and go to bed. And I have held on to those values to this very day.
I like to go. There is one year where, jeepers, I went out.
Mm-hmm.
There's one year where I stopped going out. It was like fifth grade. I think I'm like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, what do you mean, wow?
You're a sour kid. You had like four more good years of going out. I'm sorry.
Did I? But then in sixth grade, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going out, people were like, you're too old. Hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, thanks. Because I'm kind of a tall dude.
Yes.
I always have been tall. Someone was like, when did you get your growth spurt recently? And my answer to them was, first of all, A, cool it. B, always sort of been tall.
Well, that's the clue. That's the tipping.
But I remember going out and being like, eh, someone's like, well, you should, which, why say that to someone?
Yeah, it's a legitimate question, I guess.
And are you too old to be here? Like, when you'd be like, yep, you're right.
Let me go home with my tail between my legs, literally, because I am a puppy this year.
Here is the best Halloween costume ever. All right. And we saw an awesome Halloween costume last night, by the way.
Yes.
And yes, it was downtown.
Yes.
You win, yeah. Downtown.
But you know our story. We were working.
This guy was, he was walking and he's, you know, wearing like a black, black suit.
Mm-hmm.
And, or well, hang on, let me describe it the other way. He was dressed like the Karate Kid about to do a crane kick,
mm-hmm.
except, you know, and the arms are up in the air, like they're straight up, and the hands are sort of pointed outward to the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Those hands were fake.
Yes.
Those arms and hands were fake. And he had one fake leg, and then the other one, you know, and then his right leg was, like, actually inside the karate pants, and the left leg was just, like, you know, black so as to, you know, disappear into the darkness.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Just walk around. I felt like I drove past him. I felt like... slamming on the brakes, but like turning around and being like, "You, sir, are the king of Halloween."
Yeah, it was inspired, to say the least. It was a marvel.
I forget where I read this, but here's the best Halloween costume ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is someone else's story. So, I apologize to whoever's story this is, because I don't remember. But these people, they're knocking on the door. You know, it's Halloween time,
right?
And they open the door, and what do they see?
Some kids standing.
They see another door.
Oh.
And then it says, please knock. And so they knock on that door, and the door opens. And then behind that door are like three college kids. And they're like, oh, what are you supposed to be? And they had candy, and they gave them candy.
That's pretty awesome.
So they're just this traveling door going around.
Yeah.
Imagine open the door. There's another door. Freaky deek.
Exactly.
I've never seen that. I've never heard anything to top that.
Yeah.
So you must think your Halloween costume is pretty cool, listener, huh? Nope. Second place. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind hearing what your Halloween costume is going to be.
See? Yes.
Yeah. 472-5667.
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with me and Halloween.
Here we go.
Is that I know. Here comes the bitterman. I love dressing up, but in a certain way, in a very specific way. Here's the thing. I like obscure costumes. I like the kind of costumes where someone has to ask me, what are you? Because I love the thrill of me telling them and them going, oh, awesome, that's really great. But those don't really translate too well.
See, I don't like that. I mean, I've been kind of obscure things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh, who are you supposed to be? Like, you get that all night. Or right. If I go as an individual, like a character from a movie or something, if it's a character that I want to dress up as, chances are it's not like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's something a little idiosyncratic or whatever.
Right.
Like, I was thinking about going as Klaus. Was that his name?
Yeah.
From Life Aquatic last year? I feel like people be like, oh, yeah, Life Aquatic. Like, yeah, but I'm Klaus. I'm the Willem Dafoe character. I ended up doing that. But somebody told me today that friend of the show, Chopper Dave Humans, somebody last night went as Fisto.
Fisto?
The He-Man character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fisto, by the way, the He-Man character, which, golly, the He-Man characters are like the worst named characters ever. Like, they had a skunk creature, and his name was Stinkor.
Uh-huh.
And these, the toys, I don't know if you remember them.
Oh, yeah.
But they were like, they're kind of disgusting in a way. Mm-hmm. There have never been more ripped toys.
Yes.
These are just these giant muscle monster men.
These roid freaks.
Yeah, who are all wearing like little, you know, fur bikini briefs.
Yeah, exactly. Feel the smooth contours, little boys.
And so Fisto, I'm not going to make any comments on this, but here's Fisto. So Fisto is like super over-ripped character.
Mm-hmm.
Who had fur boots, fur bikini bottom,
trunks? Okay.
And then he had like this sort of like metal half shirt,
yeah.
And then a big old beard. And then one of his fists was super big and made out of metal. His name was Fisto.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty awesome, but also kind of awful.
Oh, here we go.
But you know what? But I thought that made my that tickled
more
me.
Power to you.
KOP, you're on the air.
I have to say, it's not my own costume idea. It was just a fantastic costume I saw last night.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, caller?
My name's Lonnie.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was at Club DeVille last night at Soul Happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, dancing, funk, hip-hop, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And this girl comes in. She's got, like, pipes that are above her head, and, she looks like, kind of like a shower. You know, so she's got some beads hanging down and a curtain around her,
mm-hmm.
and she's all gold. So she was a golden shower.
I don't follow.
And even still, even with the curtain and the beads in her face, she danced all night long. It was pretty awesome.
Well, good for her. I'll have to look this thing up. But sounds awesome, whatever
well,
it is.
Well, I would say, you know, if you're going to go with something, go as a fake golden shower rather than as an actual one. I thought it was fairly impressive.
Well, it's well executed, but I'm going to sort of filth costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly nobody had to. The thing that was great is you could see her and you knew what she was. You know, there was no explanation necessary. Mm-hmm.
That actually is pretty well executed when you there's that there's a like a little bit left for the viewer to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the full circle. There's a little bit left for them to connect. And at the same time, yeah, you don't have to, like, explain it to people.
Right, exactly.
I guess you could sort of wear it to a child-friendly event because you would just look like a very fancy shower.
Yeah.
Necessarily something.
That's how I'm going to describe it to a lady one day. Would you like to take a very fancy shower?
Perhaps a shower of luxury.
I can share it with you. Yeah.
I was at a party one time, and this guy... Well, first of all, thanks for calling in, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye. I was at a homie party one time, and this guy was dressed in black, and he had, like, little mothballs, not mothballs, cotton balls, like, you know, over him at mm-hmm. different parts. And so I was like, hey, what are you dressed as? And he pulled a squirt gun, and he squirted me, and he goes, the weather. And then later that night, he was dressed as a man I beat up. He was dressed as a guy I threw my drink at.
Yeah. Pretty great.
That weather got worse.
Yeah.
You jerk.
It was harsh weather.
Yeah. Man, but you know, this has happened to me and this happened to you. I went as a Mexican wrestler one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore basically a shirt and tie and then pants. But then over the shirt, I had like, I had like elbow pads and I had like knee pads, like all these like wrestling equipment and like a Mexican wrestling mask. And God, I don't know why that was the most confusing thing at the time. But then right at the end of the night, I was walking to my car. Someone was like, oh, Emil Mascaris! And I was like, yep, I appreciate it. Also, masks, though, make for bad costumes. Yeah. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say the last caller was an idiot. And if I saw him at Club DeVille, I would kick his ass.
Who's this? What's your name, caller?
Well, that was fun.
Are you a ghost? Are you a ghost calling in, caller?
Ghost moron.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying a nice Halloween, and I hope you drive your car into a fireball
and
die because of it.
Yeah. When you're done with your forearm curls in your dark, dark room, turn off your radio.
Tell you what, here's what I'd like you to do. Go find a knife, plunge it into your chest.
Yes.
And then see what happens.
Don't test it to see if it's a Halloween novelty knife. You'll find out soon enough. Well, that was fun.
Is that a Halloween treat by calling up being so creepy?
Yeah, exactly.
Just say, let's call him an idiot. If I see him in Club DeVille, kick his ass.
Well, let's play this out.
Is Club DeVille your turf? Is that where you're like, that's where I go to get gin and tonics?
Not you, buddy.
I like the idea that they're friends, and he was just like they were in the room together, and then he does this like, let's see that guy, we'll kick his ass. And they hang up and they giggle at each other like, oh my God, this is
yeah, fun. If you are friends calling up in the room, then I guess that's...
then
no, shut up.
Then enjoy your Halloween hijinks.
You're not the show. We're the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Devil's Night somewhere else.
Devil's Night. Samhain. Enjoy your Dark Samhain. Spelled Samhain. Hey, let's take a break.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sick of myself talking. I'm sure everyone else is.
I'm a little sick of you.
Oh, when we come back, we're going to have an extremely important debate. Probably debating the most important issue of our day.
Yes.
I say this with no exaggeration.
I'm looking forward to it.
What are we going
to
hear?
We're going to hear the Young Vanes from their self-titled. No, their album, Take a Vacation. This is Young Vanes, parentheses, Die Tonight, More Moscow, One Show, Apple Disc. Back with some more Moscow Wedding Show. Oh, we were about to reward that person.
Nice try, person trying to talk to us when we're off the air. We don't do that.
Exactly.
We're always on the air. That's how it works.
That ain't the way we shake it down.
That is not the way we shake it down. Correct.
Once again, we just heard the Young Vanes from their album Take a Vacation. That was Young Vanes, Die Tonight. This is the Moscow Wedding Show that you are listening to currently right now. My name is David Hodder.
Oh, my name is Mac Blake. Yep. This is, what is this, Co-op?
Yes.
It's Co-op Radio.
Part of our Saturday Spooktacular.
That's right.
I'm so tired right now.
When does the new season start?
New season starts tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
No, the new schedule.
No, I honestly.
Because this is like the end of Co-op Summit Saturday lineup.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new Saturday lineup. What are we going to get in Saturday? I should know this.
We're losing the Swinger. Losing the Swinger. Oh, actually, it had its last show today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great show.
Happy trails, Paul.
Paul Borelli. Awesome guy.
Yeah. But
Getting Dark Side Daddy.
That's right.
Yes. That's what Saturday lineup didn't have enough shows. They were just done completely with a filter.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know what? It would be awesome. I'd love to have Dark Side Daddy on this show.
Uh-huh.
But still just have him talk like, you know, like, hi, I'm just Mac. I'm David. Dark Side Daddy. Like that. That would be an awesome show.
Yes.
I don't even know how to get that filter on the board.
Uh-huh.
But that would be great. I'm sorry, or where the location of the co-op basement is.
I feel like if we were to do some sort of like crossover event, like how the Daily Texan used to do with their comics page, where artists would work on different strips for a day.
Yeah, that was like the real comic strips would do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes, of course.
The real comic strips, sure, whatever.
I feel like our show and Dark Side Daddy would be two of the hardest to swap out with.
See, that's the thing. What?
Sorry, a special guest.
Is that a Dalek? Clear Spot fame, right? Lisa and Linda.
Yeah,
it's been Linda for a while.
Yeah.
But Lisa just walked in.
My goodness,
holding some sort of weird device,
like a ghost from beyond.
I don't know if it's some sort of I don't know. Like, is that a Dr. Hugh? Dr. Hugh?
A Dr. Hugh? Yes,
Dr. Hugh.
It's a bunch of paint samples. Because I'm Dr. Hugh.
All right. Enough that we got to get down to the real brass tacks.
Yeah.
There was an article last month that came out, and it had a really stupid who cares debate.
Right.
Or it sort of was talking about this, like, you know, topic that like nobody should care about. But here's the thing. I cared about it, oddly enough.
Okay.
And I think it was on Gizmodo or
yes.
One of those Gawker sites.
Right.
And it was hipsters versus geeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like the hipsters versus geeks sort of labeling, you know, like why is one labeled the one other? Are they so different? They're basically the same thing. And it's kind of like, geez, who cares? You
right.
know, it's just, these are groups of people that, you know, either, you know, whatever. But honestly, like when I closed that article, I thought about it for the rest of the day.
Sure.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about it because
okay.
Here's the thing. Basically the point of the article is it's like, you know, that, geeks are obsessive and the hipsters are dismissive
okay.
of each other,
mm-hmm.
but that they both sort of like, it's all about, you know, liking these weird things and not liking these weird things, excuse me, but liking very specific things.
Right.
And that, you know, the two are sort of, they're the same thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my whole problem with, and it does make an interesting point about hipsters, because like, and I was thinking about this too the other day, no one calls themselves hipsters.
Right.
Whenever someone is talking about hipsters, they're never talking about themselves. They're always talking about somebody else.
Yeah, they're pointing an accusatory finger.
Yeah. And that's the other thing about it too, is they're pointing the accusatory, and what prompts this, it usually it's based on what someone is dressed.
Right.
Or excuse me, what someone is wearing, how someone is dressed. And it's, you're pretty much saying like, oh, hey, look how the person is dressed. I don't like it in some way. I'm calling them a hipster, mm-hmm. which that's not really all that great of a thing to do. And I call people hipsters all the time.
Sure.
But geeks, on the other hand, and they're talking about like, well, to hipsters, to be a hipster is to hate. To be a geek is to love. And they're talking about how geeks are defined by like their obsessions or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always hated the term geek.
Okay.
Because, and I think this has shifted. I think this is like a you know, sort of in our whatever the lexicon, whatever the word, you know, a shift in meaning, I'll say.
Right.
Because geek, to me, always sort of implied an element of social ineptitude.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm a geek. Like, you know, being geeky about something is one thing.
Right.
But being a geek sort of implies like, oh, I'm a geek. I can't go out and talk to people normally because I'm so obsessed with certain things mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah. Look how good this guy is at math. He probably can't be good at anything else like talking to a girl.
But geekery has sort of gone to just being like, I'm really into this one thing.
Yes.
Like, I'm a fantasy football geek. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a math geek. I'm a politics geek. Geek is just sort of like taken over, like, you know, it just means that, like, I'm really into this one.
Yeah, it means enthusiast at this point.
Yeah, enthusiast. The thing, Patton Oswalt was like, please don't call me comedian Patton Oswalt, who's going to gonna be here in January.
That's right, January.
In Austin, for his new book. Man, it'd be awesome to have him on the show.
Oh, that'll always be the dream, won't it?
That would always be the dream.
Let's put that on the New Year's resolution.
We're working on it, people. Yeah. We're working on
it. We're efforting.
Got wheels turning behind the scenes. You don't even know about
it. My God, it's going to blow your mind.
But yeah, and he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, because here's the thing. And this is why I was struggling. This is all about labeling. Mm-hmm. And it's really unnecessary, but at the same time, like, it keeps coming up.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, look, I'm too old to be called a geek mm-hmm. or a nerd or like a, you know, fanboy or something. I'm just, I like what I like and I'm not, you know, ashamed of it. I'm an enthusiast.
Right.
But he's in, you know, like, look, I am super into comic books.
Yes.
I go to comic book news sites daily. I don't go to the comic book store every Wednesday anymore.
Right.
Part of that is just trying to save a little money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as somebody else pointed out, comic books, like, you know, it's like, oh, I spent $5 on a comic or whatever it is. I don't know how much money. And you get like about, it's over pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. 22 pages of enjoyment.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, I'll go back and I'll read them again, and I like looking at the art.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just, like, you know, read the words and then close it.
Right.
But I don't know. Plus, I like having them. Ah! But yeah, but what do you think about all this, like, hipster and geekery stuff?
Yeah.
Do you think it matters?
No, of course it doesn't matter. It's just...
Of course it doesn't matter. That's the thing. That's why it's like, how come it's laying eggs in my brain, then?
Well, because we happen to be a part of it. We happen to be in it, or surrounded by it, I should say. Like, we're in Austin, where there are a lot of enthusiasts, and there are a lot of people who like to be on top of things, who like to be noticed, who like to be on the cutting edge and stuff like that, who might be easily to label hipsters. But that's just, it's just an over-compartmentalization.
Have you ever heard someone call themselves a hipster?
Absolutely not.
You know, it's funny because I'll be like, oh man, make it, like, I'll be making fun of hipsters or whatever. I was like, this is earlier in the year, mm-hmm. during the summer. And I was at my house and I was hungry. And I was like, oh, man, you know what sounds good right now? Some awful fast food.
You're right.
But I made myself a pact. I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I will get the fast food, but only if I ride my bike there and ride it back. That way I get at least a little bit of exercise. Mm-hmm. And so I'm riding my bike to get the fast food. And I'm wearing some Toms, some cutoff jean shorts, a V-neck shirt. My keys are hanging from my belt loop because I'm clipped there. I'm wearing cheap sunglasses that I got for free.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing one of those like painter's caps.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, if there's a hipster uniform, I'm wearing it right now.
Yes.
But it's like I don't hate your music, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah, exactly. Those are just choices in clothing that you happen to make. There's no ideology involved with them. And there's no, you know, there's no agenda when you go out to say, oh, I want to make people feel awful about the things they like.
Yeah, and that article pointed, I mean, its very closing paragraph was like, you know, I'm suggesting if you're going to be a jerk to someone you don't know,
mm-hmm.
attacking their hobbies or fashion is about as high school as it gets. It's a quote. At least attack their arguments. The looping abusive cycle of lowest uncommon denominator bullying is just turning you into the person you claim to despise. And you know what? That's kind of true.
Sure, absolutely it is. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, look at that hipster. It's basically like, so. But here's the thing, though. With fashion, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, when you're pointing out, like, you don't like what someone's wearing, it's kind of like, you know, high school, like, mm-hmm. Lowest common denominator stuff. But here's the thing. It's people don't just, like, wake up and roll out of bed and they're suddenly, like, you know, they have a rat tail.
Right.
Like, people sometimes, in terms of what they wear, they're putting a lot of effort into it to, you know, and this is true of everything.
Uh-huh.
They're dressing a certain way to get a certain response.
Yes.
And that certain response isn't, you know, they don't want to get the same thing from everyone. Like, maybe they just want their friends to think they're cool or mm-hmm. whatever. They just like the way it looks or what have you. But at the same time, like, I was thinking about that article, and then I was in line at a burrito restaurant.
Oh.
And
a burrito restaurant.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to say, I don't give them free advertising.
I just like the...
Because here's the thing, man. If people find out where Mac Blake of Mask Wedding Show gets burritos, that place is going to be swarmed.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
There are people going to be camping out there all day hoping they see me stop by and get a burrito.
Yeah, they want to order the Mac Blake from now.
I'll roll in on my bike.
Exactly.
With my cut-off jean shorts, my Toms.
Yeah, getting your Toms caught in the chain.
Yeah, with a thrift store t-shirt I cut the neck off of.
That's the thing. That's my basic litmus test. And, you know, I'm trying very hard not to judge or criticize people. And I never will if you're wearing something because it's comfortable or because... you think it looks good on you. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I like what I'm wearing. But there are a lot of times when I'll see people, it's like, do you really like the choices you have made with what you have put together? Like, that's what boggles my mind. But that, I will pin that on me more often than not, because I'm getting old and out of touch. And so maybe it's just me who didn't keep up. And these people are, you know, staying on top of stuff.
Well, it's definitely a double standard, because, like, I always just kind of feel like I'm wearing what I want to wear, mm-hmm. you know, and like, I'm not really trying to please anyone but myself. And who's to say that these other people aren't doing the same thing yet? I'm like looking at them being like, this person's trying too hard. It's like,
right.
Are they, or are you trying too hard? But, so I was in line at this burrito restaurant,
yes.
And I was thinking about that thing. How, like, no one calls themselves a hipster,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, the term hipster murdered the term scenester.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, back when I first moved to Austin in 1999, I was like, oh, man, she's such a scenester. See her everywhere.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no one says that to
now,
her.
Now scenester is just like a cocaine enthusiast, which is, they're a cocaine geek.
But, you know, so I was in line at the burrito restaurant, and I look at this guy in front of me. I was like, okay, clearly this guy has to admit that he is a hipster based on the way he's dressed.
Sure.
I'm scanning up. He's got, like, you know, whatever sort of shoes, some cut-off jean shorts, like, really short. Some ironic t-shirt. He's got, like, a sideways haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, like, he's put some hair into, like, a little braided rat tail. But then he was wearing a hat on top of his head. What do you think that hat said?
Home of the Whopper.
Nope.
I don't know.
San Antonio Spurs hat.
Ooh.
You want me to talk bad about this guy? He's a Spurs fan.
So did you break this mirror?
We bleed the same, David. A cut of soap, but our blood is silver and black.
That's right, it is.
You're A-OK in my book, Spurs hipster.
Oh, my God. You completely made me lose my train of thought.
I was in Chicago, and there was a Chicago hipster wearing a really tight Bulls jersey.
Uh-huh.
But it was a Rodman Bulls jersey.
Awesome.
And I'm like, you, my friend, are awesome.
I had some fun the other day, like, sort of brainstorming about things that hip... Like, I was trying to outthink a hipster and, like, try to think of things that they would try to get away with next. Like, I could see a hipster riding a bike with training wheels. I could see a hipster going to a coffee shop and coloring in a coloring book. And that was funny to me.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So right there, you're like, you know, I could see hipster. Like, people use the term hipster so much, but then no one calls themselves hipster.
Sure. Yes.
I feel like there's a certain group of people that sort of we have to force to admit that they are hipsters.
Here's what I want to do.
The hipster. Combine the word hipster and Inquisition, David. I can't do it right now.
The hipsterzition?
Yeah, the hipsterzition. Oh, that rolls off the tongue and into the garbage can.
472-5667. I want someone to call in and admit they're a hipster and tell me why you are.
Oh, I would love that.
Clearly all the signs are there.
I would love to talk to someone.
Fess
who,
up.
Yeah, it's one of these things, you know, just admit you're a hipster.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what tickles me is that I am 30. I'm about to be 31. And that I still have an opinion in a conversation like this, because when my parents were 29, they had already packed it in. They had their fourth kid, and they didn't worry about who was a geek or who was a hipster or who liked what. They were working. They were raising kids, and that blows my mind that I even care about this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's what I said at the beginning of this thing. I read this, and I'm like, man, this is a giant who cares? And then the rest of the day, I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, geeks, blah, blah, blah. I kept thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I have to admit, sadly, I do.
Yeah, because my parents didn't have an identity when they, like, their identity was their kids and their job. That was it.
Yeah,
like,
my dad at my age already had two kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, two kids. Yeah. And then a month later, he would have, okay, the third one. Yeah.
Man, there is there's the most depressing picture in the world. Well, let's take this phone call. But,
I don't even know if I want to take this phone call because I feel like we're being kind of dumb. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
I was calling because I was listening to you guys on the radio talking about hipsters.
Yes,
fair enough.
Well, I'm not a hipster. I don't think I'm a hipster. Maybe I am. Like, I don't really follow the uniform, per se.
Okay.
But I do have a friend who called himself a hipster once.
Hmm, okay.
When he's most obviously not. Like, he's probably one of the least hipster people I've met so far in Austin.
Oh, that helps nothing.
Yeah.
I know. I just thought it was a really ironic thing, which may in turn make it even more hipstery.
Oh, okay. Hipster 2.0, the meta-hipster.
Exactly, the meta-hipster, because he thinks he's a hipster, and he wants to be a hipster, but he's not a hipster.
Uh-huh.
He's like wearing Dockers.
Yeah, exactly.
Picked up something at Banana Republic.
He just happens to be lame. He's like, listen to Santana.
Hey,
Sort of. I think he thinks he's a hipster because he's gay, and he thinks that automatically makes him, like, in that club.
Well, now he's just cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. So.
What's your name, caller?
I'm Hannah.
Hannah, what are you doing tonight, Hannah? Going to Halloween party?
Probably. Well, actually, I'm probably going to go downtown. I'm going to dress up and eat some fake blood.
What are you going to go as?
Right now. Oh, I'm going to be a victim of a vampire attack. Not like Twilight vampire, but like Dracula vampire.
Like really, really going for
it. Hold on. What's the difference?
Well, Dracula doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, there was a. It's funny that we were talking about like parents and identity and stuff like that, because there's a picture of my dad from like 1971. And I guess it had to have been around Christmas or his birthday, because he's sitting on the bed holding like some LPs that he had just gotten, like, you know, some record albums as gifts. And like, there's The Who, there's the Tommy record. And there's like, what's that one, the CCR record? I want to say Green River. And then it's like Grand Funk Railroad and stuff like that. He doesn't own these records anymore. So like, these records are all gone. And it's just, I look at that picture and it depresses me, because I'm like, oh, my dad used to like things. My dad used to have interests. My parents used to have interests. But then they had me and probably, like, had to sell the records to buy diapers. Man, that's the most depressing picture in the world to me. I don't know. Anyway, back to hipsters versus geeks.
Well, we can possibly put that to bed. But you know what? It's funny. It's those little keystones of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a job at a movie theater. And, well, of course, I had a job movie theater, but I remember after that job, I went to go get gas one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I got off work and I went to go get gas. I'm like sitting there at the pump and I was like, bing, ding, 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 ding. And I look at how much money gas costs. It's like, wow, I just worked a whatever hour shift and I just spent it all right now on gas.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be, you know, you may be like, man, I learned this earlier. But at that moment, I was like, wait a second. And I went to my room and I started being like, okay, my parents had to work X amount of hours to pay for these CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had to, you know, he'd work 2 hours to pay for the shirt that I don't wear and I asked for. And it was just like, felt awful.
Yeah.
Felt so awful. It's just like, you know, just take so much for granted.
You know what? I think a lot of that depends on the job you have, because when I used to deliver pizzas and I would bust my hump, like I would pull in a 12-hour day and walk out with a C note and tips. And I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. I am on top of the world. And then you like really appreciate what you have done to earn that money. But now I work a desk job at International Tomato. And on the first of the month when I get that check, it's just like, that's a lot of booze I'm going to buy. And I couldn't care less.
When I started working at International Tomato, and I remember I went to, because I used to go to the comic book store and I'd look how much things cost. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, well, I can only spend this much. And then I would just go and I'd be like, it doesn't, not even looking at prices anymore. Give me a finest spidered man, sir. What year is it? This one? Great.
How much? Can you double that? Could you chromium up it up for me?
I'll take the variant. Like everyone drops the thing. It's like, yes. And you know what? While you're at it, fetch me that annual. If you enjoyed those jokes about comic books, you, sir, are my friend. Let's take a break.
Yeah, okay.
Can you play something?
I'll cue something up.
All right, that's cool. And we will we'll be back with some more Mascot Wing Show to wrap up. Mascot Wing Show, make room for the clear spot.
Man, how about some T-Rex off the Electric Warrior album? This is Lean Woman Blues, more Mascot Wing Show.
We'll be back. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard the softest version of Lean Woman Blues off the Electric Warrior album. That was T-Rex, which I believe is short for Tyrone Rex.
That's right. Thanks for indulging us, everyone who listened today, in our stupid debate.
Yeah.
I don't know, debate.
You had fun.
I had. It's something I wish I thought less about, but I can't.
I'm talking about them.
Oh, yeah. Man, what's going on in the clear spot today? No, I know, but there's a band. Like,
there's a
band
like
coming.
That sounds stronger than dirt.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Stronger than dirt. Sounds like it might be a must listen. Yeah. But yeah, it's stage for the clear spot.
I can put a hurt on.
Sorry, put you on the spot there, boing.
Well, then let's hurry up and get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. That's going to be fun in the next few weeks. Check it out, maybe.
Yeah, you can also subscribe to this show via iTunes.
Yes, we're on iTunes now.
You don't get the music, yeah. But yeah, you should check it out. You have the chance to be our first subscriber, I believe.
That's right, yeah. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, Mascot Wedding.
That is correct, and I decided to leave you, because it's Halloween, with a song by the scary band Miami Horror. Yeah. What, their dance? Oh, well, whatever. This is Holidays off the album Illumination, featuring Alan Palumbo. Palumbo,
yeah,
of Neon Indian.
Yeah. And we won't be back next week. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep, okay. Bye, David.
Bye, Mac.
Bye, Austin.